Mornings with Ed on a Thursday, and for me, as you always know, there's nothing better than a live performance here at our Pearl Street Studios. The band we have in studio is I the Mighty, and correct me, I need to say it the correct way, it is I the Mighty! I've been watching Game of Thrones all week, man. It's like I just now caught on to this thing. They got a brand new single and a brand new video to support that single. It's called Cave In. We're going to hear that a little bit later on. Right now, let's hear Chaos in Motion. Laguna Beach, please welcome I the Mighty.
I say we start again, far from this cold apartment. Find what it is to be alive. Anarchy is a friend I've grown to become close with. Set fire to all we leave behind. So grab your sweater and my keys. Take my hand and breathe in deep. We've got a long way to ride. Don't look down. Chaos in motion. Chaos in motion.
This is one of those moments where I say to myself, I am so glad I got this gig, man. I am so glad I got this gig. I the Mighty, I'm speaking with Chris Hinckley. Pull these a little closer to you, if you would, guys. Speaking with Chris Hinckley, Blake Dallinger, Ian, and I'm going to get this name right, I swear to God, Ian. Ian Pedigo? Pedigo. I tried to throw a little Spanish spin into it, man. Sorry about that, brother. And Brent Walsh here. Welcome in, guys.
Thanks for having us, man. We're stoked to be here.
Oh, man. It was a great first song out of the gate. Normally you're waiting. You're waiting trembling going, man, yeah. All right, man. Tell me about that song, Chaos in Motion.
That was the first song that we ever had international radio play with.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. The story of the song is basically just like this grandiose idea of anarchy, essentially, of a couple just deciding that they don't like their life very much and they're just going to burn Utica to the ground. Sorry, that was an Office reference that probably nobody got.
That's the first time I ever knew that you were going to burn Utica to the ground. and, no, and
no other office branch, just that one.
Well, yeah. I thought they closed the Utica branch for some reason. I thought some of the Utica people went over to
eventually.
We burned Nashua instead.
But yeah, so that was a big song for us for this last record cycle. Right.
Great first song out of the gate, man. Thank you very much for that, guys. So your new single is called Cave In. You shot a video for the Cave In video, and I watched the video last night. And by the way, listeners, if you haven't yet seen the video, check it out. A very cool video with a cool message. We'll get into that in just a second. But videos in general, do you find that you have the same control over the creative content that goes in there as you do the writing of the music or the putting together of a song?
Yeah, it's been, you know, we've done our last few videos with Robin August. He's based out of L.A., and he's always open to creative ideas from us. We usually kind of think of a concept along with him and then just kind of spitball from there and create a vivid video from that point. But
yeah, sometimes it's like very much so our brainchild, and other times it's like a director comes up with a really cool concept or a production team comes up with a cool concept.
And Robin's pretty creative anyway.
Oh, he's incredible. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you're gonna get good stuff no matter what, you know, even if you burn the suggestion for a couple of months and go, right. Yeah, we'll use that in the next video.
It's just cool, like, you know, whenever we have an idea mid shoot, like we have everything kind of planned out, he's always open to go ahead and going for it and trying to make it happen. So it's kudos to Robin for being awesome.
Right. Now the band, my understanding, the band started as just like a two-man acoustic project and then grew from there.
Yeah. I mean, Ian and I have been playing together for like 16 years now. We were in a full electric band as well together in high school. And then after that, we decided to not pursue college and to pursue music.
Right.
The rest of the band did not. So we tried to get a bunch of other musicians for the band and it didn't work. So we ended up, we're like, you know, screw it. Let's just be an acoustic duo.
Right.
So we did that for a couple of years and then slowly picked up these two along the way just from gigging around the Bay Area. So.
Fantastic setup. And as you said, Brent keeps the beat, man. You guys take
Blake,
him everywhere
Blake
you go.
Does.
I'm sorry, Blake. But Blake keeps the beat, man. Take him everywhere you go.
Yeah, we can. The three of us, you know, thinking back retrospectively when it was just three of us, we sounded good. But, you know, we were just kind of, we were missing that one piece. Blake is the X factor.
Right. He comes on and goes, hey, you guys need a drummer?
In every situation.
Pretty much how it works. And we were playing like obviously full band electric songs, but on acoustics. Right. Like it was very obvious that we were a rock band.
Right.
So
now do you ever like look back, the two of you look back and go, oh man, 16 years ago, God, how did we survive that, man?
Still doing it, man. Yeah. Still doing it. All the time.
Yeah. Now the next song up is called Cave In, and it's about a serious, it's about drug abuse within a home, growing up in a drug house, right? Yeah. Is that what it's about?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only person who's had some sort of drug issue with their life.
Right.
For my case, it was just my father, and it took a long time to kind of come to grips with like writing this song because I know he'll hear it.
Right.
So it's been a process. I've been pushed by a lot of close friends and producer friends and everything to like write this song for a long time. It just took a long time to
putting pen to paper and all your thoughts and emotions. It's gotta be taxing. It has to be taxing.
It's just a very vulnerable thing to do.
Right.
It's like, it's the most vulnerable song that I've ever put out for sure.
Right.
But the reaction to it has been really, really crazy. Like on this last tour, we just finished a tour. This is like literally we're going home after this.
Right.
But the reaction from people just coming up and who've, it sucks actually how many people can affiliate with that song so directly,
right.
You know?
Right. When I made a mention of it this morning, my first couple of callers called in and said that they had seen the video and that they could absolutely identify with it. It's an identifying song. It really is, man. Well written and beautiful. Can we hear that?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We would love to hear that. So if you're just joining us, we are in the studio with I the Mighty. The brand new single and video is called Cave In. We've got Chris, Blake, Brent, and Ian here. And we can't wait to hear Cave In.
Came down to a choice. I heard it take shape in your voice to let me know it wasn't you. So again and again and again, you stay sick. Get your face, even if you couldn't see it, 'cause you're a shadow of yourself. Is this it? Is this it? Is this it? You're throwing it all away.
everything you've ever wanted. All the memories, no apology. Whoa. Can't take it back, and that's a part of me. One that will never leave. Whoa. Can't take it back. Came down to a fall. I heard it take shape in your calls. Oh, there was always some excuse. So again and again and again, you stay safe.
I want to be a member of this band. I'm not kidding,
we,
man.
We can use a fifth man.
Yeah, we got room in the van.
I can play the air something. Now, whatever it is, it's air
just,
something,
we just need
man.
Your positivity on the road. Just come with us.
Great song. And
thank you, man.
Beautifully, beautifully sung. And just, you guys are awesome, man. I'm digging this.
Thank you.
I,
thanks, man.
I absolutely love discovering bands that I can be a fan of like right then and there, man. Nice. All of a sudden, yeah. Boom.
Thanks.
Right on. No, thank you. Thank you. I'm thinking to myself as you're playing, well, they sound really so tight. And I think the reason is because you're always playing somewhere. You guys tour a lot. You just finished a tour.
Yeah.
You said just a minute ago you're going to take some time off, but really it's less than a month. You're back in Texas in June, and then you're here again at the Wiltern on June 15th. I want our listeners to know.
Yes, sir.
You're at the Wiltern on June 15th.
Very excited.
About that. So did you just finish the Amberlin tour?
Oh, the Amberlin tour is the one we're going to start.
That started. So you're like that. Wow.
Yeah, we just finished a tour with Tides of Man and Polyphia.
Okay, and that's like the Amberlin tour is like 25 cities in 28 days or something insane like that. Is that what I'm thinking?
It's a pretty typical
it's
tour.
A lot of driving. We just eclipsed 16,000 miles on this last trip. So we've been going.
Man, is there a city you love the food in that you just gotta? Okay, we're going back just for the food, you guys.
New Orleans.
We pretty much love the food in every city. We're not hard to please.
We're foodies.
Find us a quick trip or a.
Yeah, Sheets or Waffle House.
Bucky's. We'll be fine.
We're foodies. We named Sheets and Waffle House.
We didn't say we're high-class foodies, but...
Yeah.
And you'll get the offer. You'll get the office reference when you want legitimate pizza, go to Sbarro's, right?
Yeah.
I got real New York pizza. I'm at Sbarro's. Right? All right, guys. So the band, what's in the future for the band here? So we've got the single coming out. You've re-released the EP. So what's in the future? Are you in the studio after the tour? Are you in the studio working on new music?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to start writing new music tomorrow. Yeah.
As soon as we're done here, Ed, we're going to walk out to the beach.
Definitely no rest. We need to get ready for the Amberlin tour. We're going to start writing music. And then, we have the Amberlin run. There's another little run after that. And then we'll be home writing for the record and then probably touring again in the fall.
Right.
So the timeline is a little like, let's see what touring falls into place and then figure out when to write and record around that. But yeah, the goal is to hopefully be tracking something this year.
Right. Now you're doing a cool festival in New Jersey and also out here in California. The Warped Tour.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, we actually can't do the New Jersey date anymore because of the Anne Berlin tour.
Oh.
But
my apologies, New Jersey.
Sorry, anybody in Atlantic City. But we'll still be doing the Mountain View date.
All right. You know our music director's from Atlantic City, and she was gonna take her vacation and go back there just for you guys at the tour, man. I swear.
Oops.
Hey, Alyssa, turn around. Yeah. Go back.
Get your money back.
Or don't, and go see a lot of amazing bands.
Right.
There's so many incredible bands there this year.
It's going to be a great tour. But you will be at the California version.
Yes, okay. Yes, we'll be at the Mountain View dates.
Right on. Now, Ian, you play a mean guitar, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, thank you. how long have you held that? You were born with that in your hands? Is that pretty much what happened?
No, not quite. Well, my dad played guitar, so there was always guitars around the house.
Right.
And, you know, as a kid, it's just... You know, it's just like a thing that's around the house that you kind of, it's like a toy almost.
Right.
And then at some point, I guess he saw me playing it enough, he decided to, you know, start teaching me. So it was probably around 12 years old I started.
Right. And do you find yourself ever without a guitar?
Rarely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've talked to guys that actually they're in bands and like, hey man, where's your, I don't have it here. What the hell are you talking about? You have that thing everywhere, man. Who were your musical influences growing up?
Growing up? Oh, man.
Who'd you hear in the back of the car that you were forced to listen to, I guess is what I'm
saying. I mean, like, when I was younger, I guess, like, Queen and Zeppelin and
right.
You know, all the stuff my dad listens to, 70s rock.
Right.
And then when we were in high school, we were really into, like, I think all, speaking for all of us, we were all pretty into, like, the emo movement when it was out, like, Taking Back Sunday and The Used and Coheed and Cambria and, you know.
Right.
X other amount of bands, but
bands you could listen to while wearing black.
Yeah. And I think that shaped like the basis of what we do. And then right. We're still, you know, every album we've put out is different. We're still kind of adapting and our musical tastes change
right.
by the month.
So. I don't want to embarrass you, but your vocals are insane.
Oh, thanks, man.
Just great vocals. When did you get that confidence? Cause there's gotta be a moment where you go, yeah, I can sing.
I don't know. It was really slow building for sure. I mean, when Ian asked me to be in the band with our buddy David back when we were like 16, I wasn't very good at singing,
right.
But I sang all the time because I just liked to do it.
Right.
So he's like, that guy sings all the time. Maybe he can. So it just slowly, I'm not going to, you know, I never really took lessons or anything. It's right. just something that you do over and over again every day for literally 16 years, you get better at it.
Right. So. And as someone who doesn't do it at all, and it can certainly appreciate when it's great, man, I sat here and I'm digging. I'm rolling to the mood, man.
Nice.
Yeah. No,
I'm sure
no,
you can
yeah.
sing.
No. Chris, I want you to channel your inner Gwen Stefani here.
Well, you nailed that because Gwen Stefani is one of my favorites.
It's a spirit animal.
There you go. Okay, yeah. So she is one of your favorite artists, right?
Well, I mean, growing up and listening to No Doubt, they had a huge, I mean, the bass player had a huge influence on me.
Right.
I saw them 3 times with my mom. I love you, mom. I saw them with Bush, oddly enough. I don't know if that was the tour that they fell in love. Or
awesome. Oh,
yeah. But anyway, awesome. Yeah, just an incredible performer, incredible band. Very influential. Right. Oddly enough, I never really say that in interviews, but oddly enough, they were very influential on my style of playing for sure.
There you go. And Blake, drummer's always the troublemaker in the band, man. Is that the case here?
That'll be me. I'm definitely the troublemaker.
Yeah, I'm the. You're the. I'm the. Well, I shouldn't say.
You're the steady rudder.
Yeah.
You're the steady rudder.
I'll say it for Blake. Blake is the glue opposite. Of either mic. We would all be lost if it wasn't for Blake. That's for sure.
Now, I'd love to hear another song if you guys are up to it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I need to tune
this. Super down.
All right. What are we going to hear?
This song is called. Oh, I'm already tuned.
I knew that happened.
The song is called "Slow Dancing Forever." It's one of our favorite songs that we've ever written as a band. So
nice.
We always, whenever we get the opportunity to play it, we are very excited.
Oh, yes.
It's a fan favorite as well. So we always love seeing the reaction when we play it live, people singing along. So if you can hear us at home, hopefully, even though it's, you know, 9:20 a.m., yeah. I hope you're singing it loud at work right so on. We can hear you.
If you're just joining us, I the Mighty, with a brand new single and brand new video called Cave In. This song, Slow Dancing?
Slow Dancing Forever.
Slow Dancing Forever. Once again, live from our Pearl Street studios, I the Mighty. Yeah, let me just say, yeah.
That's a fun one. Always love playing that one.
That's a great song, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Now, when you say you're going back home, is home San Francisco for all of you?
Bay Area,
so yeah. So
all scattered around there.
So if you actually, like, live in downtown Oakland, you say Bay Area. Is that the deal? I'm just kidding.
What? Pretty much. We're spread out.
I'm not slamming the Oakland people. I've got downtown Oakland friends.
I grew up 10 minutes from Oakland. That's my home base.
All right, right on. So and you're starting again on June 10th to tour. Again, 10th and 11th. On the 10th, they're in Dallas. On the 11th, in San Antonio. And then right back here in Southern California on June 15th at the Wiltern. Where do we find you guys on social media?
Everything's at I the Mighty. Really, like Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, links to all our personal pages off that stuff. So we try to be as communicative as possible with everyone. So
you're hearing that from The Glue, by the way.
Yeah, his new name is The Glue.
The Glue, man.
Dr. Molasses or Robert Downey Jr.
I forgot about that one. I don't even know the context behind it.
I like to have a good time.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we head out, man?
I just want to say thanks to everyone who came out for the Polyphia Tides of Man tour. It was an absolute blast. And stay tuned for more stuff.
Yeah. We can't wait. I swear, I can't wait to get you back in. I'd love for you to come back before you do the Wiltern show, actually. I'd love for you guys to just come back
let
every
us
day,
know.
Man.
Yeah, let's super down.
Every day would be kind of cool here, man.
It'd yeah, I mean, if we can just hang on the beach and do acoustic. We live the Jack Johnson lifestyle.
If you missed any portion of this, we've been speaking with I the Mighty live here in our Pearl Street studios. The new single and video is called Cave In. If you missed a portion of it, you can go to our website. We'll have it podcast up a little bit later on this afternoon. Chris, Blake, Ian, Brent, I the Mighty, thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks for having us,
buddy.
Great time, man. Great.